You would need 3 promotions to get to be an asshole.
You son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
Now get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass.
My name is Rumbling Sky. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
How can I bring a child into a world like this? How can a person grow up with all this around them?
So, when exactly did schools become prisons anyway? There are bag checks, locker checks, metal detectors, drug dogs, and pat-downs. Our children are herded from room to room as they fulfill a daily schedule committed by bells and teacher guards who don't give a damn about them. Our children are statistics, substandard human beings that are misguided and miseducated. They're herded around in their little social groups and told what to think, how to feel, and how to act toward one another. I don't know why we don't just go ahead and make the kids live at school, wear the same uniforms, walk on the right side of the hall, and give the teacher guards guns, put up some barbed wire, and make the transition complete already. Our children are force-fed a government-based curriculum geared toward pumping out robots who are all programmed to desire the same thing: money. Why do you think they teach them to balance a checkbook? There are hundreds of other practical examples of math they could use. They just want better trained consumers. Consume, consume, consume! And homeschooling is really the only viable option, yet our society demands that parents are out there working and are forced to send their children to these government indoctrination camps under the penalty of law. The government isn't concerned about our children, and family values has always been a catchphrase to manipulate the public into thinking they really care. If our government really cared about our families and our children's education, they would abandon the concept that our children must go to these government schools. Instead, they could funnel the money into making it easier for parents to homeschool. Why not give tax cuts to parents who choose to stay home to educate their children? After all, they wouldn't be sending their children to school, so why would they have to pay for it? Instead, they could offer assistance to families struggling for more time together to teach their children. Isn't that what parents are supposed to be doing anyway? Teaching their children? Now look at that. I've offered a solution for 2 of the most devastating issues in our country: families and education. Not to mention how it would solve the problem of overcrowding and eliminating the need for new schools. And those children who still end up attending school would have more attention from the teachers that do care, since there'd be fewer children overall. See, it's not hard to come up with solutions when you aren't worried about impressing anyone or how much money it'll make. Now, you might be saying, "Hey, Rumblings guy, what the hell do you care?" Well, you know, I have a 2-year-old child who'll soon be facing the suicide-inducing pass-or-fail corrupt social structure consumer training camps we call government schools, so you're damned right I care. So just remember that children really are our future. Take the responsibility as parents and teach your children. Spend the time, because they're worth every second of it. And if you can't agree with that, then you don't deserve to have kids in the first place. So teach them what's really important in life: love, family, and happiness with themselves and who they are. Could anything possibly be more important? So take control of your children's future back from the government and put it back in your hands, where it belongs.
It's dismissive to call him a lunatic. Don't make that mistake.